Whoever wins this year's presidential election becomes the most powerful official on earth, but he will not have the power to order up a cake from Roland Mesnier. He's been the White House pastry chef since the days of Jimmy Carter, and today he's retiring. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne visited his kitchen as he prepared to leave.
Roland Mesnier turns out his fancy desserts in one tiny kitchen at the White House on this sweltering summer day, cooled just barely by a loud humming fan. He proudly shows off his favorite souvenirs, shelves of what look like blown glass, flowers, a delicate vase, a sparkling peach, even a herd of giraffes. But there's a twist.
Everything you see here, you can eat. You see, the sugar is melted with water and mixed with glucose or corn syrup, and it's cooked like to a caramel. And then it's poured on a marble table, cool off slightly, and then you pull it with your bare hand. It can be blown, like the peach was blown, the giraffe is blown.
There was nothing so magical about Roland Mesnier's beginnings, however.
You were born
in a small village in France called Bonnet. It's in the middle of nowhere. We were 9 children in the family. We live in a tiny little house by the train track. So it is a big journey for me from there to the White House.
What did you think you were going to do when you were a kid? How did you find yourself making pastry?
Well, you know, my mother was very good at make us think what we were going to do. So early on, she would place the seed in your head. And the seed was, at the time, if you work in the food business, you'll never be hungry. And especially for my poor family, we didn't have much to eat at all. So sweet was the thing. Then at age 14, I started a proper apprenticeship. Washing pots, do the kindling wood for grandmother, do the shopping. That's what you did for 1 year. And they were really testing us if we really wanted to do this job.
That you would stick it out?
If we stick it out.
Because you weren't really doing pastry.
No, they wouldn't allow us. I had one name then. From age 14 to 15, my name was Hey Stupid.
That sounds awful.
Yes, I told you. And then gradually they started to like you. So they allow you to put the fruit in the tart, in the shell. That was big.
Roland Mesnier, it turned out, had a gift for making pastries, which took him to Paris, London, and eventually Virginia. His reputation reached the White House, and in 1979, he was hired by Rosalind Carter.
And of all the first families, and you've served
five, yes.
Who was the most concerned about not putting on weight, for instance? Nancy Reagan, very stylish, very thin. Did she skip the desserts?
No, she skipped the main course to get the dessert.
Over the years, Chef Mesnier has dazzled heads of state and diplomats, celebrities, and royals. He once made chocolate coaches for the Queen of England. Japanese royalty was treated to sugar baskets filled with sushi, and those sugar giraffes designed to delight the president of Kenya.
For the King of Spain that came here, we did a flower pot, if you will, made out of wood. And then we had the coat of arms of the king made on the side. And we had lemon and orange shaped sherbet grilled up like a topiary. And then on top of that, we had a long stem with flour made of sugar. So the dessert was actually very tall when it came into the dining room.
How do people eat them?
Well, they're very well planned together so that nothing will fall. The last thing we want is for you to be in a beautiful gown at the dinner and you have a sorbet rolling on your dress. That would not be cool. I would be furious if I found out that that happened to Danny.
It never has happened.
Never happened, no.
But
never.
If somebody went at the sorbet with the spoon at the bottom?
No, the butler will instruct them to take from the top or whatever. Politely, yes. Say, sir, please from the top. Or madam, from the top. You know, that's what it would be.
Roland Mesnier retires today as executive pastry chef after 25 years at the White House.